Remember the drought? Or wait, isn't that over? Sadly, no. A recent study of NASA's satellite data analyzed California's mountain snowpack, and it found that we'd need 4 more wet years to escape drought conditions. The state ended mandatory water restrictions earlier this year, but now water agencies will have to perform what's called a stress test to make sure they can handle more dry conditions. KALW's environment reporter Angela Johnston has more.
If you ask experts what the biggest drought news is right now, there's one thing they can all agree on. We're still very much in it.
So we are still in a drought.
One, the drought's not over.
We're still very much in a drought.
There's still a drought. And a lot of the impacts of the drought aren't necessarily seen in our coastal cities, in LA, in San Francisco, San Diego, but they are there.
That was Doug Ajibi, Jeff Mount, Paula Kehoe, and Max Gomberg. Gomberg, the climate and conservation manager for the State Water Resources Control Board, says that despite the drought's persistence, things have improved. This past winter's rains and successful conservation efforts by urban Californians meant it was time to ditch the top-down mandatory restrictions.
We backed off a little bit and we changed course. And what we did is we said, what we need to know now is how reliable are our urban supplies if we have additional years of drought?
So now the state is requiring water agencies to prove they have enough water to last 3 more dry years. It's something called a stress test. Agencies have to submit paperwork showing where their water will come from and how they know they have enough.
And we're currently going through voluminous submissions of those stress tests and looking at how resilient and how vulnerable are some of our urban water suppliers.
And if an agency can't prove they have enough water, they will need to impose conservation requirements to make up that shortfall.
So, for example, if their stress test shows that they are 11% away from meeting the demand, then their required conservation level is 11%.
Some water agencies, like in Santa Cruz County and farther down the Central Coast, are opting out of the stress test and continuing to work with a mandatory conservation requirement. But the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission, or the SFPUC, is glad to have their resources freed up so they can pursue other conservation projects they've had planned for a while, including a new recycled water treatment plant. Paula Kehoe, SFPUC's Director of Water Resources, explains.
Recycled water is taking wastewater that runs through our wastewater treatment plants. The treatment plant takes our sewage, treats it to what we call secondary standards, disinfection, and then that water is discharged to the San Francisco Bay and Pacific Ocean. What recycled water does is take that secondary effluent and treats it further using additional treatment.
Kehoe says the recycled water will be used to irrigate the city's golf courses and parks. I meet up with her at Stowe Lake in Golden Gate Park.
We are planning to irrigate all of Golden Gate Park with recycled water.
In 2 years, the plants and lawns around this man-made lake will be given recycled water instead of groundwater. Even the lake itself will be topped off with recycled water. The groundwater that used to be supplied for this purpose will then be mixed with San Francisco drinking water.
Drinking groundwater is a common practice in California. Our neighbors to the south, city of Daly City and San Bruno, currently part of their drinking water supply is coming from groundwater.
Like other agencies, the SFPUC has removed their mandatory conservation requirements, but they're still telling people to voluntarily reduce their water consumption by 10%. But getting people to voluntarily change their habits may be hard, according to National Resources Defense Council lawyer Doug Ajibi.
When you look back a couple of years, the governor ordered voluntary conservation, and it was pretty much an abject failure. We really didn't see the kinds of water savings that the state needed. And when the state put in place that mandatory conservation, people really rose to the occasion. And we found that we can sustain our economy and quality of life with some, relatively small changes.
Ajibi thinks the state may be sending mixed signals to consumers with the new stress test approach. And he may have a point. The Water Resources Control Board just reported that Californians conserved less water this June than they did in previous years, 21% less than in 2013.
But there are, there are concerns that people will go back to those more wasteful habits without that sort of that requirement, that mandate to conserve.
The Water Board says an initial dip is to be expected, and it's too soon to tell if it'll be a continuing trend. Jeff Mount, a senior fellow at the Public Policy Institute's Water Policy Center, is confident water users have learned a lesson from last year's restrictions.
Droughts lead to long-lasting changes.
Mount thinks conservation becomes embedded into our culture.
And it probably won't be at the level of conservation that we've had these last 2 years, but for the long term, it's going to be important. I mean, people forget that we added, since 1990, we've added something on the order of 12 million people in California, and we're using less water than we did in 1990. And the only way we do that is by being much more efficient.
There are also concerns that conservation requirements stifle long-term innovation. Some water agencies argued that the restrictions didn't give them any credit for investing millions of dollars in water recycling and desalination plants.
Let's take San Diego. That's a good example. They put $1 billion into a desalinization plant, right? And because of the mandate, the conservation mandate, they weren't even able to use it, to use their plant, because they had abundant supplies, and they can't just start wasting water.
Mount thinks now that the state has pulled back its mandatory conservation requirements, water agencies will actually get to use the technology they developed when the drought first began. And ones that didn't prepare, without restrictions, Mount thinks they'll now have resources they need to invest in water conservation programs and technology, like San Francisco's Recycled Water Project.
The folks who spent the money did the best during this drought. Why should they be the ones who have to bear this mandatory burden?
Still, even though the restrictions have been removed for now, they could return if California has an extremely dry winter. The Water Resources Control Board will reevaluate in January. For Cross Currents, I'm Angela Johnston.